If you want to learn how to say no in a correct manner, then you should learn from Haji Mushtaq. You see, try to understand the concept of saying no to someone when they request you for something. The risk of other person being upset is only if you say no to them. Nowadays, big seminars, sessions, tutorials are conducted on the subject of how to say no. The right way of saying no. The problem with us is that when we say no to something, then the other person gets upset. If we say no to a child, then the child will get upset. If we say no to a friend, then the friend will get upset. If we say no to a relative, then they get upset with us. If we say no to a businessman, then they stop doing business with us. Now a person thinks that how should I say no then? The problem is with us, that we don't know how to say no properly. At times we say no and also degrade the other person. If we want to say no, it can also be said kindly. Our no can also be sugar-coated. It can also be conveyed across in a beautiful manner. You see, Haji Mushtaq Rahmatullah Alayh, you wouldn't get a date for Naat gathering from him, but he would make the person his own. So the essence is sweet words. Conversing politely. Allahu Akbar. He Rahmatullah Alayh has so much sweetness in his words. You see, this is life. We all will depart from this world. But it's been around 20 years since Haji Mushtaq has passed away and people still remember him in good words. Live your life in this manner. Always remember that we all will die. But spend your life in a way that if someone talks about you after your death, he does so in good words. That what a great person he was. He was so kind. He was so polite. He would always support us. He would pray for our forgiveness. None of us over here are relatives of Haji Mushtaq Rahmatullah Alayh. There may be one or two. And there would also be many of you who wouldn't have even seen him. I can see the youth here. They wouldn't even be born then. So why have we come? It is because Allah pours the love of His chosen servants in the hearts of the people. So may Allah allow us to live a similar kind of life. The noble elders also lived an average life of 60-70 years. But they lived their 60-70 years of life in such a way that centuries have passed but people still remember them. People take their name. Many rich and influential people came. Many degree holders came. Many learned people came. There's no one on the face of the earth who remembers them anymore. So the actual thing is, that what did you do for people?
We love Madani Channel. We love Madani Channel. We love Madani Channel.